You've got hold of Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. My guests today are Robin and Linda Williams. Now, if you've ever listened to Prairie Home Companion, then you know who they are. Linda's one of my favorite singers of all time. I'm serious, man. Their website, by the way, is robinandlinda.com. I'll also be playing a song with Janger and Molly Mason from a CD I recorded called Silly Songs About Silly People, Miss Lucy Had a Baby. And, of course, Harry is here. So, what are you up to, Harry?
Well, I brought in a book. I'd like to read to the listeners, Steve.
Oh, all right. Let's take a look. I'll see if it's appropriate. Oh, Harry, no. You can't read this book.
Why not?
Because it doesn't fit into the show. This is War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy.
So?
Look, you have to understand something. This show has limits. You see, any good production or art piece or creation has to have boundaries. Otherwise, it's just chaos. Though I like to think this show can move around pretty freely within its confinements, you just can't do anything on the show. It has to fit into the limits of the program.
And War and Peace doesn't do that?
Exactly.
What if I hit you over the head with it?
That would be fine. You see, the show can work with that.
You're telling me that I can't read the book, but I can hit you over the head with it?
Sure. That's called slapstick. See, we do a lot of that on this program.
Can you beat that? Could I read Dostoevsky?
No, unless it's the one book that might fit on the program.
Which is?
The Idiot.
I could read that?
Well, you could mention the title at least, the way I just did.
I had no idea that they had written a biography about you.
See? That's okay to say.
Well, wait, let me check these limits, Steve. I had no idea we had them. Could I invite, let's say, George W. Bush on the show?
No. Not unless you could get him to wear a clown suit and tell his favorite jokes.
Could I sing the Star Spangled Banner?
Wouldn't be appropriate.
How about the Star Strangled Banana?
That would be okay.
Could I read the news?
Definitely not. This is not a news show.
Could I read the schmooze?
That you could read.
So would I be wrong in saying that this isn't the most intellectual of shows?
I think it's very intellectual, Harry. It's just a certain kind of intellect.
What kind would that be?
I like to call it primitive intellectualism.
I see. Sort of like intellectualism, but without the intellect.
Kind of.
I'm still not that sure of where these parameters lie. I mean, if I step over here, am I still within the boundaries of this program?
Sure.
All right, how about if I open the door and go out into the hall? Still within the limits?
Of course, especially if you use the door sound effect. This show loves sound effects, huh? So they're always allowed. A wooden dummy that can't move his arms and legs steps out into the hall using the sound effect of a door opening and closing. What could be more perfect?
All right, now, how about if I walk down the hall into the general manager's office and tell him that you need serious help?
Let me say something, huh? There's actually very little you could personally do that would be outside the boundaries of this show.
Except read War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy.
Well, you could read Leo Peace by Warren Tolstoy.
Could I read Warhol's Story by Leroy Pierce?
Of course. You could also read Worms and Peas by LaToya Jackson.
Could I read War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy?
Sure, you could. Wait a second! That's the one you can't read.
Darn! I almost got you!
Then it is my great pleasure to have in the studio Robin and Linda Williams, and joining them Jim Watson and Kevin Moll also. Robin, Linda, how's it going?
Fine, Steve. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And Harry's with me also.
Yeah, boy, I'm so excited. Robin and Linda Williams, I've been hearing them for years on Prairie Home Companion.
And Jim Watson plays bass.
That's right. Jim Watson plays bass over here. He's the one with the beard, and he's so strong because he works out.
And he also sings with us, so if you hear a third-part harmony on some of these songs.
Weren't you involved in a group that was quite well-known? What was it? Which group was that?
A group called the Red Clay Ramblers.
Yeah, the Red Clay Ramblers. I remember them. And Kevin Moll is on dobro.
That's right. He's the one over here with the cheap guitar and the hubcap on top of the guitar.
That's not right. That's not what it is.
Well, Kevin's actually from the New York area here, and he's some of the people who are listening in here probably have seen
our
neighbors of his and have probably seen Kevin before.
Okay.
True, they probably have, yeah.
Right. And if they haven't, they'll be able to see him right here. If you peer into the speaker there, you can see him. There he is, right up to the mic.
Well, we're glad to be here, and we thought probably what we would do is sing an old song that comes from, I think, Uncle Dave Macon, an old guy. Is that correct, Linda, or am I wrong?
I don't know. I learned it from the Red Clay Ramblers, the song, a group that Jim used to work with, and I was so taken by the song, I thought, boy, this would be a fun one to learn, and so I did.
Well, maybe we should turn it over to Jim then. Now, Jim, did this song come from Uncle Dave Megan, or did it come from someplace else?
Well, I think actually it might have come from Sid Harkrader, but he worked with Uncle Dave a lot, so...
Thus the confusion. Yes, yeah.
Well, let's just play it. What do you say?
Wait, can I sing along with you guys?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Harry, wish you would. We were counting on it.
Good boy. My dream come true.
Okay, Linda.
Join me, Steve.
No, I'll sit this one out.
A song called Chicken, and the folks at home can also sing right along on this one as well. In a little country schoolhouse where the kids all used to go, there lived a little fella by the name of Ragtime Joe. Now one day the teacher called the class to spell a certain kind of a bird. The kind of bird was a chicken, but they could not spell the word. So the teacher called on Ragtime Joe to spell that word for them. Now he did not hesitate a bit. This is the way that he began. He said, C,
that's the way to begin.
H,
that's the next letter in.
I,
that is the third.
C,
that's the season to the bird.
K,
filling it in.
E,
getting near the end. C-H-I-C.
Chicken. Now Parson Johnson had a concert at the old schoolhouse one night, and he hired a lot of talent that could sing and could recite. But when the curtain went up, oh, everything went wrong. Until one fellow way back in the back cried out,
let's hear from Ragtime Joe.
So we sang him a ragtime jukin' tune, but it did not take so well. He said,
I went across on that, I guess I'll have to spell.
So he told him all about how he composed this chicken song. And when he sang the words for them, well, he took the place by storm. He said, see,
that's the way to begin.
H,
that's the next letter in.
I,
that is the third.
C,
that's the season of the bird.
K,
filling it in.
E,
getting near the end. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, that is the way to spell chicken.
C,
that's the way to begin.
H,
that's the next letter in.
I,
that is the third.
C,
that's the season to the bird.
K,
filling it in.
Hot, hot, hot.
Well, it was fun, anyhow.
Ooh, that is fantastic. Wonderful job on that.
Thanks.
I want to thank everyone who's playing, Robin and Linda Williams, Jim Watson, Kevin Moore.
What about me, Steve?
Yeah, you didn't do too bad either. You didn't step on your lines at all.
He did real well.
He did real. I'm really proud of Harry. He did a good job on that. Robin and Linda Williams joining me here. Well, it is our honor and our privilege, and we hope you come back real soon.
Well, we intend to. Thank you very much.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Robin and Linda Williams. Fantastic, aren't they? Man, glad they're still playing music. Still out there. Okay, we're going to listen to a CD that I recorded with Jay Unger and Molly Mason called Silly Songs About Silly People.
Wait.
What are you saying?
Well, Steve, we got to talk about Patreon.com.
All right, if you must.
I must! It's the only way we're going to get any money to eat out of this podcast, you know.
Okay, go for it.
All right. If you like this podcast and you want to support Charney here, then go to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron for $1 a month. For that, you'll get photos, a CD download, jokes, and other stuff that only patrons get, and you'll feel like a king or queen, man. The kind of used to be, you know, patrons for the artists and musicians of old. For only $1 a month, you can walk around and make decrees and, you know, throw jesters into the dungeon and rule from your throne and everything. So, if you want to become patrons, do it. That's Patreon, spelled patreon.com/Steve Charney, and show your support.
Okay, not bad, huh?
Well, thanks, Steve.
Let's listen to Jay Unger and Molly Mason now.
Mm-hmm. Miss Lucy had a baby. She named him Jungle Jim. She put him in the kitchen sink to see if he could swim. He drank the soapy water and then he tried to sing. But every time he held a note, the suds dripped down his chin. He floated down the drain pipe. He floated out to sea. And now Miss Lucy's baby has got water on the knee. Miss Lucy called the doctor.
The doctor called the nurse.
The nurse called the lady
with the alligator purse.
German measles, said the doctor.
Asian flu, said the nurse.
Whooping cough, said the lady with the alligator purse.
Aspirin, said the doctor.
Penicillin, said the nurse.
Pizza, said the lady with the alligator purse.
Breathing, said the doctor.
He's all better, said the nurse.
That's $20, said the lady with the alligator purse. Miss Lucy came to wake me. Get up, you lazy sinner. We need your sheet for a tablecloth, and it's almost time for dinner. My mother was born in New York and my father in Delaware. And I was born in diapers 'cause I had no underwear.
Robin and Linda were great, weren't they?
Yeah, but kind of an embarrassing thing happened to me, Steve.
What was that?
Well, I was talking to them earlier, but I'm nervous, so I walk over and I say to the woman, "Hi, Robin." You see, Robin can be a boy or a girl's name. That's what confused me. But suddenly I realize my mistake when I turn to the guy and I say, "Hi, Linda." I mean, Linda can't be a boy's name. So I realize that he must be Robin and she must be Linda. So I think if he's not Linda, she must be Robin. So I turn to her again and I say, "Hi, Robin." No, that's wrong again. So I turn to him and I say, "Hi, Robin," which is right. So now I turn to her and I get a block. I'm so nervous. So I think, what is it? And I say, "Hi, William." "William? Who's William?" "Oh, right. It's Robin and Linda Williams. That's why I thought her name was William. Only it's Williams. So if it's plural, are they both William? We have two Williams here? No, that doesn't make sense. And anyway, William is a boy's name and she's a girl. But Bill is short for William and Billy is another form of Bill. Billy Holiday. That's a girl's name. So I say, "Hi, Billy." Then I turn to the guy and I say, "What's short for Robin?" "Robbie, Robbie, Robbie." So I say, "Hi, Robbie. Billy and Robbie?" No, that doesn't seem to be right either. So I turn to the girl and I remember something about Linda. "What's short for Linda?" So I say, "Hi, Lynn." Now, if only Brooke Shields was around, we'd have Brooklyn. No, no, that's stupid, I'm thinking to myself. How am I going to get this sorted out? Suddenly, I realize Robin and Linda Williams, that's R and L Williams. R and L is also short for right and left. Okay, there's a clue. Robin's on my right and Linda's on my left. So I turn to the right and I say, "Hi, Robin." And I turn to my left and I say, "Hi, Linda." Only the guy's on my left and I'm calling him Linda. So I ask him to switch places so Robin will be on my right and Linda will be on my left. Okay, let's try this again, I say. On my right is Robin. "Hi, Robin." And on my left is Canary. Canary? Where did I get canary? Oh, yeah. Robin is a type of bird, and so is a canary. And canaries sing, and Robin and Linda sings. Only I realize it's not a canary, it's Linda. So I say, "I'm sorry, Canary. I mean, Linda. You're Robin, you're Linda, and I'm Harry." "Harry, I didn't know you guys were a trio." That's when they threw me out.
Steve, 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 Steve.
Everybody knows a Steve, it makes me so upset. If it ain't your neighbor, it's the grocer or a pet.
But one way or the other, someone's friend or someone's brother,
or even someone's mother's name is Steve, 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 Steve.
You walk into a party and you yell out, "Steve, I'm here." Four or five will turn around and say, "I'm over here."
There really are too many Steves. I wish a few of them would leave
or change their name to Joe or Stan. It's really getting out of hand. They're crawling from the woodwork. They're coming out in droves. Steves are multiplying like the fishes and the loaves. It's quite an epidemic. Is there a cure for this disease? If we're not strong before too long, our names will all be Steve.
Steve, 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 Steve.
Everybody knows a Steve. It makes me want to scream. Whatever happened to Benjamin, Cato, or Augustine?
But one way or the other, someone's cousin, someone's lover,
or even someone's mother's name is Steve, 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 Steve.
Everybody knows a Jim. We all know gals named Joan. But I know at least two dozen Steves is someone being cloned.
And if we aren't firm and strong, what'll happen before too long?
A catastrophe you won't believe. You'll wake one morning, your name is Steve. Some claim their name, it isn't Steve. They say their name is Steven, Stephen, Stevie, Steve, Arini. Oh, but they're just cheating. Gertrude Stein herself once said, "A Steve is a Steve's a Steve. Is a Steve, 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 is a Steve."
Steve, 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 Steve.
Everybody knows a Steve, it simply is a fact. I'd like to change my name to Bill, but life don't work like that.
But one way or the other, someone's sister, someone's brother,
or even someone's mother's name is Steve, 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 Steve.
Steve?
Before we play our last song, I just want to say,
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. By the way, you can hear this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, and on Patreon. Also, visit my Facebook page, Stephen Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And, of course, you can also visit my website, stevecharney.com, for CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And thanks for listening. Oh, by the way, I also tweet. Okay, here's a song that'll take us out.
Our time is up, so we must leave.
And so goodbye from me and Steve.
The show is done and so we're leaving on tiptoe.
It's time to go.
We hope we've left you with a smile.
We'll be back in a little while.
Every skit and joke's been done.
Every knock-knock, every pun.
Our empty studio shows the guests they've let us know.
It's time to go.
We've put the sound effects to bed.
All the poetry's been read.
There's no more to the show, except to let you know.
It's time to go.